This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Law enforcement officers have left the field in droves in recent years. CPR's Allison Sherry reports on some new policing data.
The problem isn't just that hundreds of cops and deputies have left the field in the past 2 years. It's that it's increasingly hard for chiefs and sheriffs to replace them. Last year, more than 2,400 officers left the profession, and agencies were only able to replace 73% of those positions. Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock says morale has taken a hit.
The media is constantly focusing on bad actors as opposed to what is really good going on in law enforcement.
With the hundreds of vacancies across the state, Attorney General Phil Weiser is helping put together a legislative proposal for $10 million to go into recruiting, retention, and mental health support for officers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Negotiations will continue today between King Soopers and the union that represents thousands of grocery workers in the state. The union president says more than an hour of discussions throughout Friday did not result in an agreement. Workers have been on strike since Wednesday, affecting nearly 80 stores around Metro Denver. They remain open, but with limited staffing. And Metropolitan State University of Denver will require staff and students to get COVID boosters for the spring semester. MSU joins other colleges and universities that have updated their COVID policies in the face of the fast-spreading but less severe Omicron variant. This is CPR.